Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild on Fabulous and Fun Friday Night. Georgia, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi. I apologize. I was on mute for a minute, and I figured we'd go ahead and tune down the music a little bit sooner tonight because we've got such an exciting guest who will be on for part of our show tonight.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah. We, for all you listeners out there, we will be joined tonight by Brian Porzak, and probably the best way to find out about him is to look at his website, yourpastlives.net. That's yourpastlives.net. He does all types of things, past life regression, he does clearings, he does some channeling, and we can't wait to talk to him tonight and hear a little bit more from him about what he does, right? I think Georgia's worked with Brian. She's familiar with him.
Yeah, I have. And he also does great sort of intuitive readings with his pendulum. And I know that he'll be bringing it with him on the show and helping answer some questions for people.
Perfect. Perfect. So how are you today, Georgia, on this fine Friday night?
Oh, really good. It was an interesting day because we had the rain sort of pour down in you know, lots of 5 or 10 minutes at a time, and then it would clear and the sun would come out. It was just beautiful, actually. it didn't go on for so long that you felt miserable. It was just, it was wonderful. The afternoon was gorgeous.
Very nice. Yeah, I saw that here, too, in Wilmington, Delaware. For those of you that don't know, George's in New York, and I am south of Philadelphia in Wilmington, Delaware. So sometimes we have similar weather, and sometimes we don't. Nice. Well, I just conducted a monthly seance, which I do once a month in my area. And we had the best time tonight. I have to tell you, some of the most fantastic spirits came through. Well, it starts with the people that came. The people that attended tonight had just fantastic energy, and they had some of the funnest relatives come through. And so I'm on kind of a high from the seance. So don't mind me. I'm smiling from ear to ear.
That's awesome. Thanks for the energy. I can feel it.
Oh, good, good. You know, it's been a really full day here in Wilmington, Delaware. I had a great time on air today with Jethro Smith, who leads Psychics Gone Wild. He leads our group, psychicsgonewild.com, and he has a show on AR1 Spirit Radio. And Friday afternoons at 2 o'clock is another version of Psychics Gone Wild. It's about a half hour in length. It's all educational. So Jethro and I had a great time on that show today from 2 to 2:30. So, yeah, I feel incredibly blessed because I've had a couple of really high-flying events today, and now I'm here on the air with you and Susan Bryan and all of our listeners.
Just before we, our next step, I want to ask, I'm sure that the show is archived, right? I didn't get a chance to listen in today, so maybe I can, if there's a link, we can tell people about it and go listen to the archive, right?
Yes, absolutely. At the time that I got off the air today, it wasn't up yet. There were the person that runs the shows had a bunch going on.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be up, and I'll definitely post a link on my Facebook pages. And, you'll have it there, too, so you can do that, too. Yeah, they've got nice archives there in Spirit Radio, AR1. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Let's see. I think what we'll go ahead and do, Georgia, is we'll bring a caller on, and we'll take a question, and then we'll have Brian join us on the air. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, good. 512, you're on the air.
Hi, Angela and Georgia. This is your friend from Austin, Texas.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Nancy.
Good.
How can we help you? What's going on?
Well, I have a two-part question, actually.
Okay.
I'm writing some lyrics, and I'd like a guy named M to write the music for me.
Did you say a guy named M, like as in the letter M?
No, Jim, as in James.
Jim. Thank you.
And so I wanted to know if he would write the music and if I have to get my stuff to him in June or can I wait till August?
Gotcha. In August, meaning after your book is published?
I don't know. Sometime in there. I'm working on both of them at the same time. Let's put it
good.
That way.
Good. I'm half teasing you, Nancy, just because we have a few Nancys that call in, and I wanted you to know that we knew who you were.
Okay. Good.
All right. Good. So your question is: Will Jim write the lyrics, and will it be in June or August? Or is that your two-part question?
Well, do I need to contact him in June or in August? I mean, because I don't have everything written yet, so I was wondering, do I have to do this ASAP or can I wait?
You know, my initial sense is that he's going to be receptive whenever you talk to him, possibly even more so when you contact him in August. A little bit later looks like there's no trouble with contacting him later.
I get that too.
Yeah, do you, Georgia? Yeah, I guess that middle of the summer, he's busy, and so contact him either right away or like towards the end of the summer, right, Georgia? Is that what you're getting to?
Yeah, I'm getting he's busy, so August is definitely good. If it suits you, it'll suit him too, and even later, like Angel's saying, yeah.
Okay, good, good. So then I can just work on my book and not have to worry about that.
Yes.
Awesome.
that was just cleared up your plate for a little while.
Yes. So things are going well. Just want to let you know. Things are going well. I'm doing some rewriting, and I'm excited. So
that's great.
So good.
How's the Kickstarter going, Nancy?
It ends Sunday, and I have 200. You know, my goal is $1,800, and I have a total of 265.
Awesome.
So I emailed a ton of people. I mailed like everybody else on my list today. So, am I going to make my goal?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's tune in on that. The other thing I would love for you to do is, do you have a URL for the Kickstarter program that you can say on the air for everybody? Listeners, listening audience, Nancy's working on self-publishing a beautiful book on, it's a spiritual book, correct? Is that how you would describe
correct.
It? So, Nancy, if you want to share that URL with our listeners right now, feel free. Georgia and I are tuning in on your question.
Okay. Well, it's easier to go to my website, which is nancyjanke.com. That's NancyJanke.com. Go to my blog page, and on my latest blog post, which was today, it has the link because it's a long, complicated link.
Okay, great. Thank you. Check it out, everybody. Support Nancy. It's a fantastic work. We're really excited for her to get it out to market. So thank you for having the patience to listen about her project. It's a fantastic one. You know, Nancy, I'm getting that you're going to get the funding for the self-publishing. It might take a second round. I feel like you're going to get an influx, but you might not hit your goal initially. And if you open up another second round, I feel like that's when it'll all come through. George, are you getting anything on that?
Yeah, I totally got that. I got that you might need to start again, which is what you just said, and that there'll be one person who comes in and helps quite a bit, actually, so with the second round. But that's, you know, it feels like a few weeks in. If that makes any sense. It feels like a few weeks later somehow.
Right. I get a little bit more like towards the end of August as opposed to July.
Okay. So would this be going with Indiegogo or Kickstarter?
I'm not really getting a presence either way from Spirit. It looks like they're both equally good options in terms of how it'll come in. It has less to do with the program than it does with the energy of the person that's going to step forward and the timing on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I got okay. You know, so Kickstarter's okay. If you're familiar with them, you can just go with them again, you know.
Okay, so I just need to go a second round in August then.
Yeah. But don't give up on this one. And it feels like, you know, as you're throwing, you know, as you're sort of getting your Kickstarter program out there, the more people you reach, the more people that you find, you're going to kind of cast a net. And that net will bring this person in the second round. So just keep pushing it.
Okay. Yeah. I will. I'm not giving up. I'm doing this.
Yeah, don't give up.
Good. So fantastic. Thank you for calling in, Nancy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for both helping me so much and for your support. I love it. Thank you. I'll keep you informed.
Do. Thank you. It's great to hear from you. I can't wait to hear more. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye. How exciting. So exciting.
I know.
Thank you for allowing me to indulge that and share Nancy's website. I just, I'm so excited for her. She called us a few weeks ago and talked to us about this book on air. If any of you were on, you may remember hearing the conversation. And I'm just so excited. I love to support our listeners because they're calling in and supporting us. So, hey, it works both ways, right?
Yep, you bet.
Yeah. We've got some people in queue here. We've also got, it looks like we've got Brian in the queue. So maybe I'll go ahead and, yay, Brian! We will go ahead and bring him on. Just again, for the listeners who are just joining, Georgia and I are about to speak with our honored guest tonight, Brian Porzak. His website is yourpastlives.net, and he's got an interesting, fascinating history. He does some very, very fascinating work, and it sounds very compelling to me, and I look forward to speaking with him. So we are going to bring him on the air. Brian, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
True?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I hope you're having a great evening.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have you on the show tonight.
Well, it's a real pleasure to join you.
Thanks. Brian and I are just speaking for the first time. As I said before, George has spoken to him before, so I'm getting to hear his voice. You know, Brian, I directed our listeners to your website, you may have heard, yourpastlives.net, so that they can go ahead
right,
and do a
okay.
little bit of reading about you. We also have some information on the web, on blogtalkradio.com, about Brian. If you look at this episode, it'll tell you a little bit about him. Brian does, he does some different types of work. He does some healing, he does some channeling, he does some clearings. And there's one thing that I was really fascinated by, Brian, that if you don't mind my asking right up front, I'm going to dive into
Not
it.
Not at all.
So tell me about Adam Kadmon.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is something that is opening up the various chakras that people aren't even aware of to help people through all of the inputs that are coming in negativity-wise, into our atmosphere and into the environment, and will help people sustain themselves during these times. It's really something that it's done for people, it's kind of an advanced, the advanced course, if you will, after people have been through clearing and have had channeling, and even sometimes past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a more advanced stage, if you will. It's kind of tedious for me to do it because it's very intensive,
mm-hmm.
and it's also requires someone who's dedicated because they're going to have to follow up for a few months taking. Some liquids that follow up with the session that we have together. But it's those that have done it seem to be re-energized by it and have less illness, you know, and less impact from things like the flu and you know, the things that are going around. So it's very powerful.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
It is indeed. But my focus is really on negativity clearing and channeling because I find that that's where people get the most benefit out of my work. First getting them clear of negative influences and then hearing from the angels as to what direction their lives might take or what they might be doing to better themselves. You know, it's one thing when you hear it from a therapist or just me talking, but when you hear it from a higher entity, it's more impactful and more meaningful to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was reading on your website, it sounds like all of that in some cases can occur even in as little as one session. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know, some therapists will get you going for years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in getting people on the road with the information they need very quickly. Most of my clients have this initial session and in which they are, the clearing occurs. Actually, I do a lot of the work before I even see that. And the work that must face-to-face and then the channeling occurs, and then people come back for more channeling in the future, you know, at some 6 months later, some people, you know, a year later, whatever.
Fantastic.
Well,
oh, go ahead.
I can vouch for that. Yeah, I can share that I had a session for Brian. I actually booked in for a channeling, didn't I, Brian? And Brian and I met at a separate sort of workshop. And, you know, and when we met, it was like we kind of knew that there would be more. And I was so glad that I called you. And I thought that I'd be getting a channeling. And I remember you told me when you checked in that we had to do a clearing. And the clearing that you did for me was so powerful. And if I can tell everyone who's listening, I really didn't know that there was, you know, anything in my aura. But on the night, we had made an appointment for a morning session. And the night before, at around midnight, I was lying in my bed, and my children, who are toddlers, have these musical tables that you need to kind of touch the keys on to get it, to get them active and get the music going. Anyway, so it's the middle of the night. It's dark, it's quiet. And then I immediately sit up in my bed when I hear both of these toys, one after another, are activated by I don't know what, and I feel that, you know, the skin, you know, the skin on the on your, you know, the yeah, the hair of the skin just stands erect. Well, I knew that there was something present. I really felt it, and I just said a prayer and wished it away. And Brian told me the next morning that actually he started to work the night before, and that really I had experienced or sensed what it was that he was getting rid of. So, you know, I take my hat off to you. I think you did great work, and I would recommend you to anybody who really felt like they needed to clear out negativity, not only from outside of themselves, but within themselves. And, you know, our sessions together both, you know, the next morning, and then I think a few weeks later or a week later as a follow-up were just very empowering. And so I really thank you, Brian, and I highly recommend you, which is why you're here.
Well, you're most welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I to get back to your initial question about, you know, getting everything done in one session usually, you know, once the negativity is removed, I feel the client from outside influences in the future. So it's done. I mean, there's no nothing to be done after that. The only thing that a person can let in is if they actually were to invite some entity in or to make some emotion that is negative.
Well, I can vouch for that too, Brian. Isn't this so funny? So I only just recently saw a shaman. So you and I had a session, you know, had a session about, what, 2 or 3 months ago? And so
right.
I had a session with a shaman this week, and he told me I had no entities at all in my aura. He was actually really surprised because he worked with people in New York and he removed entities all the time. And so when he saw me, so obviously you do feel it, you know, and I feel great and I don't have any concerns or worries that, you know, that anything will, like that will happen again. But it's great to have that external validation, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing a bit about what you do, Brian. We really appreciate it. And I heard in talking to Georgia that you may even be game for taking some readings, doing some readings on air with our callers. Is that right?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Excellent. Thank you. We're excited. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead.
By the way, I concur with the initial reading you did a while ago for the woman who was writing the book. That was absolutely correct for her to wait till August.
Oh,
cool.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to go ahead. Are you ready? I'm going to bring somebody on the line here if you guys are ready.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
609, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, good evening. Hi, I have a question about anything love life, anything. Do you see?
love life. Brian, yeah. Are you comfortable diving straight in?
Sure. Well, what is the question about your love life?
Do you see anything?
Do I see anything that you will have a love life? Is that your question?
Yeah. Do you see if I'm going to have a love life?
Well, of course you'll have a love life.
Well,
what
I
kind
hope
of love
so.
Life do you want?
A good one. A good one.
No, is there any particular person that you're interested in at the present time? Is that what's motivating your question?
Yeah, there's somebody I'm interested in, but I don't know. You know, I haven't seen him in a long time, but I just, you know, want to know if there's anybody new coming into my life or, you know, just kind of what you see for the next few months for me, if there's whatever you see.
Well, I see that you have to, you know, put yourself out to make yourself available for that. And if you do that, then someone will definitely come into your life.
Okay, well, believe me, I've been out on a ton of dates, so I make myself available, that's for sure.
Okay, well, what do you feel has been inhibiting any, you know, well, resolution to that search? Is there anything that you feel is stopping it?
I guess there's just kind of like no attraction.
So you haven't met anyone that really, you know,
right.
Attracts you. Okay.
Right.
And where are you finding these people?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Brian. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh,
where do you find these people?
You know, Nikki, it's Angela. I'm going to jump in here. Sorry, Brian. I was getting something really strong from Spirit. I thought I would go ahead and collaborate, if you don't mind working that way.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Nikki, what they're telling me is they're showing me you dressed up in sort of like a Spanish-style dress, your hair up in a bun. I think it's a metaphor for that you like to go out dancing. And you really, I mean, when you go out dancing, you really, you know, you dress to the nines. You're very much ready for it. You're excited. You're ready for fun. But then what they show mm-hmm. me is that you're wearing headphones. And so you're in this crowded environment dancing, but you're dancing with yourself. It's almost as if you're tuning out a lot of those around you. Does that resonate for mm-hmm. you at all?
It's not that I'm tuning out. I mean, I'm really, really open to relationship. But it's like, I'm just not attracted. I'm just not meeting, you know, guys that are doing anything for me.
Yeah. I see lots of different groups of people that sort of approach you, but it kind of, I think some of what Brian was getting at is you may want to start stepping out into some different environments and put yourself into some different situations to meet people.
Uh-huh.
Because I get the sense that it's almost like you're on autopilot when you go out, right? And so putting yourself in different environments, you know, you'll be more open and receptive, I feel, to other types of people that may be more attractive to you. Brian, do you get anything along those lines?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, what do you like to do? What, you know, besides, you know, just in general, what kind of activities do you like to participate in?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I mean, you know, I love the theater, so I go to the theater a lot. I mean, there's just so much to do. Bowling, I mean, there's just tons of things to do, but I'm kind of even like sick of dating because I'm just kind of tired
of you do like.
Yeah, go ahead. Are you there? Hello?
Brian, are you with us?
You're breaking up.
Hello?
I can write you. Brian, go ahead and try to speak again. All right, I think we may have lost Brian. He'll call back in. Georgia, are you getting anything for Nikki that might help her situation?
Well, you know, I've had the advantage of sitting back and listening and just feeling everything that everyone's been saying. And the one person that you mentioned originally, when Brian asked you, is there anyone that you're interested in, I get, yeah, that there's some indecision around that, so I wouldn't necessarily go and pursue him. And that someone new, it feels like you've already met someone new, but that there was either something that you didn't, either there was something about it just didn't feel right, or there was some kind of screen between you and him. So I do actually see a man, but something went down where either he came forward to you and then stopped, but it feels like some sort of a kind of energy either that you were putting out or that he was receiving maybe from you, you know, in some way, stopped him. And I've got that, you know, Spirit is saying that another way of putting yourself out there is a really good idea. And, you know, you mentioned you even think about stopping dating and just taking a break. You know how sometimes when you take a break from something and then start it up again, when you start it up again, there's a whole new fresh energy that comes into that. So it might be worth your while, is what I was being shown, to take a short break. Have you done that before, actually?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too, because I'm just tired of just kind of going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that when that energy can drop off you and you can feel that excitement about getting out there again, it's that energy that will bring him in.
Right.
Because I do see him, but he's kind of waiting on the edges there.
I agree with Georgia, and I actually see him proposing to you, this person that you're going to meet in the near future, but I also see that sort of gap or distance or something that Georgia was talking about between you two. And so, yeah, I think, you know, taking a break is going to really, it's going to give you fresh energy, like Georgia said, and then go back out there. And it's almost like he's waiting, you know, he's waiting to sort of right at the edge of your periphery for when you're really ready.
Is this the ex boyfriend you're talking about?
No. It's not the first guy you mentioned. No.
No. The new guy.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great.
and you know, Brian sort of came in, and we've been talking a lot about sort of, you know, negativity and getting rid of negativity, and Spirit's encouraging you to look at the positive traits of this guy, and that's going to help you, because, you know, we've all got positives and negatives. And I remember a friend of mine once said, if you can sit with somebody at a table, you know, when you first go out dating with somebody, if you can actually tolerate and still love them when they pick up their toe and start cutting their nails, cutting their nails, then you know that they're the one. So you can overlook some, or not even overlook, but if it doesn't bother you, then that's going to be, you know, your clue or focus on the positive. So good luck. It's exciting.
Yeah. So, well, thank you. That was great. Yeah, I'm going to take a break for now and see what happens later on. Give it a cooling off period.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Nikki. You too. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Nice. So here's Brian. Have we got him back?
Let me see if he's back yet. Yeah, here he is.
Yay.
Brian, are you there?
I'm sorry about that. I lost my signal for some reason. So
that's okay. You know, this is not the first time. And when it's, you know how it is with sensitives and, you know, three sensitives on the line, this stuff happens a lot. We find it happens with Blog Talk and with Skype. And I don't mean to badmouth really either of those organizations. I think it's more a function of all of the energy. You know, we kind of blow circuits and drop people sometimes. So we're glad that you persisted. It came back on.
Okay. Well, hopefully it'll stay.
Hey, if so not, you've got the call-in number. Sorry, Georgia, go ahead.
Yes, sorry, I'm just full of questions. But I was going to ask you, Brian, how can we best serve you in terms of giving you questions that you'll find? Because I know different people work differently, and I know with you, I remember when I was asking my questions, I was able to be very specific and say, how do you feel about this? Or, how do you work in that way? How can we best?
Well, the more specific the question can be, the better it is. Nikki was asking
answer.
About, will she have a relationship? What I'm trying to find out more about how to help someone get that relationship or what specifically are they looking for? What type of relationship? So the more specific a person can be, the better, details I can give.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, good question,
right.
Georgia. That helps. So listeners, as we bring you on the line, the more specific the question, the more specific answer you're going to receive. Does that make sense to say it that way,
yes.
Brian?
Yes.
All right, good. All right, so are you all ready? Should we bring on the next caller?
Yes.
Okay, great. 561, you're on the air.
Hello, hi.
Area code 561, are you there?
Hello, yes,
I'm here.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi. This is Lisa from Florida.
Hello,
hi,
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Do you have a specific question for Brian to address this evening?
Yes, I do. Hi, Brian. I want to ask, I am going through a huge transition period. I left my home last summer, and now I'm living with family, and I'm really anxious to get back on my own again. I'm looking for a job and everything, so I want to see when you see my situation changing for the better.
So you lost, when did you lose your job? I'm sorry, I didn't hear exactly when that was.
I lost my job last year, and then I lost my home last summer. I had to live with family. I've been living with family since then. It's been very, very stressful. So I'm looking to get back on my own again, get my kids back, and get a job. And it just seems to be a lot of resistance.
So what should I answer first? Your question is, when will you get a job? Is that correct?
Yeah, my job is the number one priority, and then I can, move into look for a place to live, but to move into the next transition in my life, I need to find a job.
And what type of job are you looking for? What would you like to be doing?
Right now I just want to feel productive, and I'll do anything,
Well, I see you getting a job over the summer, but if you can tell me what kind of job would be most beneficial to you.
Administrative management, I do, I have a pretty diversified background in accounting, office management, property management.
Okay. And where in Florida are you?
I'm in South Florida. I'm in West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I do see you getting that. What avenues have you taken to try to do that?
Oh, a lot. I'm applying online. I'm networking. Everybody I talk to, I ask. I go to these business groups. I feel totally worn out.
Well, I do see you getting something over the summer, as I said. And what is the situation with your children?
Well, because I lost my home, I had nowhere to live. So they had to go live with their father full time, and now I'm living with my niece. I've been living with my niece since last August, and it's been very, very stressful here. They pretty much want me to leave, and doing everything in their power to try and get me to leave. I wish I had somewhere else to go. I would go, but I don't know what else to do. And my sister, I'm living with her daughter, and it's just no communication. It's just relationship is not good at all. I mean, I try and talk to them, but they just really don't want to hear it. They really want me to leave.
Mm. Well, that's a tough situation to be in. But I think
tough.
The first thing is, you know, once you get your job, that should alleviate some of that. Will you be able to find a place of your own at that point?
I don't know. It depends on the money that I make.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends. I mean, I've always lived on my own, so this has been very, very hard for me to live with family because I wasn't really close to them to begin with.
Oh, it's always a different situation. But as to your initial question about the job, I do see something happening.
Okay, do you see it towards the beginning of the summer, or do I have to wait to the end?
Well, I see it sometime over the summer. I can't be more specific than that.
Okay.
You know, within the next 3 months.
Brian, might I jump in?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thanks. So, Lisa, I agree with what Brian's saying. I see you getting something over the summer. It might be July, like middle of the summer. It's middle to later in the summer. The sense that I get is that there's a male that owns some kind of an agency or a business. And it feels like you apply for sort of a lower level job, and once they talk to you and realize the skills that you have, they actually offer you, a bigger position within the organization. And it looks like you're going to have a female boss. She's got like long, flowy blonde hair. They're pretty specific about this. So I feel like it's pretty certain that this is a good match for you work-wise. And I get the sense that as soon as you get into this position, everything's going to lighten up in your life for you. I mean, you've got things going not so great on so many burners. And, you know, we can feel it. We can feel it for you. But anything that you can do to try to stay grounded, you know, the situation that your kids are living in, they're going to be in a much better place when they're back living with you. You're doing a really good job of staying grounded in the midst of everything that you're doing. I mean, it looks like you're sort of the most stable one between the living situation where you are now, you know, and everything else that's going on. Just keep up the good work of staying grounded. Spirit shows me that you are very much sort of in the light and headed for the light, and this job is going to be very much in the light. So just keep doing what you're doing. Try to lighten up for yourself as much as you can and have faith that things are going to come through, because we do see it coming through for you this summer, job-wise.
Oh, that's great, because I miss my kids so much.
Oh, I bet you do.
I mean, they're not little kids, thank God. They're 17 and 23. They're big kids.
They're your kids.
They're my kids, and I think I raised them better than my ex-husband.
Yeah. Well, things are looking up for you for this summer. Just try to hang in there and keep doing what you're doing with applying for jobs. Keep putting yourself out there. When you do get in front of someone for an interview, make sure you highlight all of your skills and all of your capabilities, because that's the situation where they're going to go, oh, really? You can do this? Oh, you can do that? Well, actually, we've got a manager-level position for you as opposed to this other entry-level that you might be applying for. So speak well about yourself when you're in front of people interviewing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
be very positive about yourself. You know, knowing that something should be happening over the summer, that gives you a reason to be positive. So just be very relaxed and open with everybody. And the more relaxed and open you are, the more people will come through.
Yeah, that makes sense, definitely.
Good advice, Brian. Well, Lisa, we wish you the best of luck, and we thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care. All right. Thank you, Brian. Gosh, that's a tough situation, huh? A lot of people find themselves there, though, when, you know, it's not just one thing that feels challenging, but lots and lots of situations in their life might feel challenging.
It's very difficult to have to deal with family and job situation at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And can I just add that when you have, you know, when you've been in a situation like that for a long time and you know your energy feels really, really low, I mean, that's when, you know, you really do need a pickup. And I feel like that's part of the service that we've, you know, provided for Lisa today, like just in terms of changing her energy. But I know that that's what you do, Brian, in your work, that, you know, as a healer, you facilitate changing somebody's energy vibration. And once, like you said, once you change your, you go into the positive, then things just start attracting to you. It's like, you know, bees to honey. And so it's what you said in the end, it's about, is really true. And that's, you know, you facilitate bringing that into somebody, which...
Well, yes, what the issue is, you know, there are many different forms of negativity. And some of them start with the spiritual guide, the person. And sometimes these guides can be negative. And you don't know that because on the spiritual plane, it's kind of a live and let live situation where a positive guide is not going to necessarily let you know that you also have a negative guide, because unless you ask, unless you find out, mm-hmm. unless someone who is able to discern that lets you know that. And that's, if you do have a negative guide, it can be leading you in wrong directions and giving you wrong advice on how to get a job or how to, you know, have a relationship or anything. So, you know, there's a whole list of things that I go through to find out what is affecting a person. And some of the things are not of your current volition, let's say. I mean, sometimes people have contracts or agreements that they made in a past life. So, you know, you don't know that unless you go to someone who can find out this kind of information and who can then clear or nullify that contract so it doesn't affect you anymore.
That's right.
And there are more,
it really helps.
And there are more people than you might think that have possessive spirits. Now, possessive spirits are not necessarily like you see in the movies in terms of, you know, The Exorcist, Linda Blair type of thing. I mean, those are the most extreme cases. But there can be people who are affected by, you know, when they walk through a hospital or go to a funeral parlor or even walking down the street, where a negative entity sees them, and usually it's the people who are the most open and innocent who get affected by these things. So there's no negative stain, if you will, if someone has a possessive spirit, because it usually means you're an open and very innocent person. But the problem is people don't protect themselves enough in terms of shielding themselves from negativity. When even you go to the doctor's office, I mean, there's people around you who are sick and whatever, and unless you purposefully put a shield around yourself, visualize a white light cloaking you, you can be affected by these other, you know, germs floating around or entities floating.
Brian, I was just going
to
ask Brian, can you say a little bit more about things that might be going on with people in terms of the, you know, if it's not like a Linda Blair exorcism type of situation, can you give examples of how that might be affecting people?
Well, what I find when someone comes to me and says, you know, we either have a pain in a portion of their body or kind of things are going wrong totally, and they say, well, I've been to the doctor, I've been to acupuncture, I've been to therapy, I've been to chiropractors, and nothing is helping me. Well, usually that's a signal that it's a possessive spirit, because all those things have no effect whatsoever on a possessive spirit. In fact, it kind of laughs, like, okay, what are you going to try this week? What are you trying today? Because it doesn't affect them. So then I determine whether there indeed is a negative spirit. And these spirits are called possessive when they're actually internal, and they're called carnal when they're like a leech on your back. And those can be just as powerful and damaging as an internal spirit. And then I also determine the level of power that it has. You know, some of them are not very powerful at all, but they can do enough damage to or to whisper in your ear, you know, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're whatever. And over time, that damages a person as much as, even more than if, you know, their mother or father or sister or brother was telling them the same kind of information. Because and the more it happens, the longer it happens, the more the person believes it. And and they're usually not difficult to get rid of, you know. I mean, I get rid of them. I had a client yesterday who had a possessive spirit, and the night before, I was able to rid it so that when she came to see me, she was already feeling better and feeling, you know, relieved. The worst one I ever had, it took 2 days, but, you know, that was very unusual. And that was very early on, so I was like, oh, my God, is it always going to be like this? But, no, it's not. It's definitely not.
If that was your baptism.
People should not feel ashamed because, believe me, there are so many people who have it, and they just aren't aware of it.
Great. That's so helpful to hear, Brian. Thank you. And it's fascinating to hear, too, about your work and, you know, what you see coming in with people and just how simple it can be to take care of it if you find yourself to the right person. Why don't you go ahead and share with our listeners your whatever contact information you'd like to share, how they can get a hold of you.
My number is 917-687-0242. And my website, as you said earlier, is yourpastlives.net. And my contact information is on there as well. I am in New York, but I do, as Georgia knows, I can work via Skype and in personal, you know, face-to-face is the best, obviously. But I work both in Manhattan and in Greenpoint, Brooklyn as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, just if I can plug your Skype sessions, you know, you and I did have a Skype session, and, you know, it was very, very effective. So, you know, people who don't live in the area, don't be discouraged.
Okay, you were in an echo there. Could you repeat that?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, you and I had a Skype session, and it was so effective. And actually, you know, I really felt the, you know, your work working, you know, etherically. We weren't even connecting at all the night before. So, you know, your work is highly effective even when we have no contact.
Right. Well, yes. I mean, I have clients in Ireland, Germany, and in California, you know, so.
That's great.
I found Skype to be very helpful.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Well, are you up for another caller?
I am. If the callers are there, sure.
Okay, great. Yeah, we've got quite a few callers in queue here. We'll go ahead and bring 720 on the line.
Yes.
720, are you there?
Yes, is it me?
It is you. Who are you? Who are we speaking
with? Oh, good. I'm so excited. Thank you. My name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you. You were holding for a long time. We thank you for that.
Yes, no
Where
problem.
Are you?
No problem at all. I am actually in Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, terrific. Okay.
Yeah.
I have family in Colorado, in Boulder.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
Danielle, is this the Danielle that I emailed with earlier today, by chance?
Yes, I am so excited that I got through. I just discovered the radio show today, and I listened in, and I was completely astonished, and I was just blown away, and I've been listening all day, and so I got through, and I'm super excited, so thank you very much, all of you.
Sure, it's
pleasure.
Great to hear your
What's your question?
My question is, I heard earlier you said the more specific, the more clear the information, so short and sweet, I've been in a relationship for a little over 3 years, and I love him very much, and I want to spend the rest of my life with him. We don't live together. I'm 37, he's 40, and he's never been married, and he's a single father. He's extremely cautious with everything that he does, and I understand that about him, but it drives me crazy. But my question is, I mean, are we going to end up living together anytime soon? Are we going to end up getting married? Is this guy the one, or what's up?
What is his hesitancy?
He is just, like I said, he's a single dad. And, you know,
he's never been married, you said.
He's never been married, no. And his parents were married for more than 30 years before his father passed. And his mother and I have really become great friends, and she told me that ever since he was a teenager that he always said, you know, Mom, I'm going to get married, and I'm going to do it once, and I'm never getting a divorce. And so I think that that's, like, I just really think that he's kind of stuck by that, obviously. He's had relationships that have been, you know, 6 or 10 years, and he didn't marry him. And so it's kind of crazy. He's very, very contrary, as I like to say. And so I just want to know if, you know, are we going to end up living together and then getting married? Like, what's going to happen with this relationship? Or do I need to move on?
I don't know what Georgia is getting, but I'm getting that you should move on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Brian, it's Angela. I'm getting something similar. I don't see him budging at all. I see him, he has like a vision of you as a prospective wife. You know, they show me like engagement rings in his eyes. But I also see him not moving forward at all. I don't see you living together. And I see him, it's not even stubbornness. I just don't see him moving forward at all with the relationship in spite of how he feels about you.
Okay.
And it doesn't feel like it will be satisfying for much longer for you, which is why I see you moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the best for you. You will need something different. A friend of mine in Maine used to say, you can't catch another fish if you already have one on the line. So, you know, once you start to move on, you'll find that obviously the kind of person you are will be very attractive to many people.
Okay. So, no, we won't be living together then. That's what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is definitely what I'm feeling. And I believe Angela is feeling the same thing.
Yep, I agree. And I do, like Brian said, I see you, once you choose to move on, I do see you attracting someone of a much sort of higher vibration and much more like you. And it's going to be one of those situations Spirit offers that, you know, when you meet him, you're not going to be able to imagine that you lived without him, and you're going to be just very grateful for the path that you took once you get to that point, is what I'm seeing. I see you having a lot of choices once you move on, Danielle. You're a very attractive person. Your energy is very attractive from what Spirit says and how you present. So no worries.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, all of you. Thank you very much.
Sure. Take care.
Okay. Good night.
Tough stuff. Yeah, I got an email from Danielle earlier today. She had caught the tail end of mine and Jethro's show, and Jethro was saying on the air that I'm the type of person, when people ask about their relationships, where I'll tell them the truth of what I see, which I think many of us readers are like that. You know, we understand the value in giving someone obviously honesty, but also what the messages we're getting from spirit. That's what we need to tell them. We know that, as hard as it may be to receive. So I'm glad that she tracked us down and got her question answered tonight. That's good.
It can be really hard.
The truth is hard sometimes, but it's better to know it sooner than later.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
who
I think. Thank you, Brian. I was going to say, I think we've all said the same thing there. So let's go ahead and bring on the next caller. We've got 705 on the line. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm calling about insight.
What's your name, my dear?
It's Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
What's going on, Wendy?
I'm calling for some insight into my relationship with Adam, and I really don't know what's going on from here.
Wendy, are you physically okay at the moment? Are you in a safe place?
I'm sorry, honey.
Are you in a safe place? Are you in danger at the moment? Are you okay?
No. I was. Maybe. I don't know, though. This man has had a brain injury that I'm involved with. I'm trying to get some insight as to how he feels about me, where we're going. You know, I'm very confused. I'm sorry. I'm not getting any insight. I don't know what to do from here.
What is the situation?
He's immature, and we find out the silliest things, and he's flirtatious, and one of my best friends, well, he had an indiscretion, and then my other best friend, he shows her a lot of attention, and she doesn't like him, and there's just so much going on in the dynamics, and I don't know what's going through his mind, and I don't know, is he sinister, is there something dark about him? I don't know where to go from here. I'm the one that's heartbroken, so I don't know. I don't know what to do from here. I don't know what to do. Do you see me moving out of this situation? Because, like right now, I just sit here and I don't know.
You know what,
I don't
Wendy,
know how he feels. I don't know what he tells me. I'm his angel. He's so in love with me. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to say.
Wendy, it's Angela. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on mute so that you can feel free to cry. And I want you to listen to us as you let yourself just express what you need to, but I'm going to put you on mute and just try to sit back, have a good cry, and listen to what Brian and George and I have to say, okay? And then I'll bring you back on the line in a couple minutes, okay?
I am so sorry. All right.
Are you there, Wendy? I mean, you know what, Wendy? We can still hear you, sweetheart. Hold on. All right, let me try this again. All right, Wendy, are you there? Okay, I think we got... Oh, you're still with us, sweetie. You know what? Georgia or Brian, do you want to go ahead and give some feedback to the situation? Yes. Georgia, why don't you take this one?
Yeah, I just feel like the first, you know, thing off the bat is that maybe you, Angela, Brian, and I can just collectively now send... Wendy, a lot of love and healing, and if we can do that, because we're all healers, and I know that it will help her calm down and feel better just in this very, very moment. So if we could just take, like, you know, 60 seconds, a minute or something together to do that, that will help her. How does that sound? We do it now.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I was able to get Wendy on mute. Wendy, you're still with us. You're muted to us. So go ahead and feel free to cry. We're going to send combined healing to you for the next few seconds.
Great.
Wendy, you should feel yourself calming down a little bit. I can see that the healing is reaching you. It looks like it's reaching your aura. You may start to feel a bit calmer. Wendy, I'm going to bring you back on the line and check in on you and see how you're feeling. Wendy, are you there with us? You're there. Yeah, you're still upset.
I just want to thank you because I've been involved with healing work before.
Uh-huh.
4 years ago, healing for mother and I understand you're a healer, so I thank you so much. I thank you so much for all of you,
welcome.
All of you in the chat room. And I'm very grateful.
Thank you, Wendy. Did I hear you say something about the chat room? Are you able to see the chat room?
Yes, I see
okay.
It right now, and I'm very sorry.
Oh, goodness.
You
pretty,
know what?
Don't
I'm very grateful. For all
yes.
of you, we can
listen.
Concentrate on better things. I don't want to bring anybody down. I'm not here to do that. So.
No, we understand that, Wendy. Listen, I wanted to direct you to my email address in the chat room. I know that it's posted there, energyintuit@gmail.com. If you want to send me an email when you're feeling a little bit better, we can talk through the situation a little bit off there, too. I'm more than happy to give you some more insight when you're feeling a little bit more calmed down. And all of us are really grateful that you understand the healing, and we send you lots and lots of healing energy, all right? Thank you for calling in, my dear. Send me an email, and we'll talk an email about the situation. Okay? Take care of yourself.
Good night. Good night, Wendy.
Oh, darling. Goodness. It's hard to hear someone in so much pain.
Yeah.
But I look forward to hearing from her an email, and I'll share with her some of our insights that we all gathered together. I'm glad that she can appreciate the healing and she could feel that. She's had some experience with that. Thank you both. And that was a great idea, Georgia, for the situation. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go ahead. You know, listen, Brian, I have to say, I think that we mentioned that we were going to bring you on for a portion of the show. Are you okay to hang in there with us for the remainder?
Well, I can take one more question
okay.
because then I have actually a client is coming to see me tonight, so.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We'll bring one more person on the line, and we will let you drop off here very shortly. Thank you again for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
703, you're on the line. Do you have a specific quick question for Brian before he leaves us tonight?
Is it me?
Yes, it is you.
Okay, my question is, I met this guy a couple years ago, and I haven't seen him that often. I've probably seen him maybe 6 times in these years. Does anything really happen with this?
Now, what is your name, and what's his first name, please?
Ann.
Where are you, Ann?
Virginia.
Okay. And you say that you have, what's this other person's name?
It starts with a D.
Okay, and D, you've seen him, you said six times over how long a period?
A couple of years. So it's not like I've even gone out with him or anything else.
And so what your question is whether a
so
relationship will
happened,
develop with
yeah.
Well, what has prevented something from developing up to date?
I was in another relationship.
You were in another relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. And it has been, what kind of relationship have you had with this person till now?
What kind? It's more
yeah,
been casual.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to have happen?
A relationship.
How intense a relationship?
Very intense.
Okay. Well, I'm not getting any positive or negative at this point. I think there needs to be more specificity for me to get any kind of reaction. Right now, I'm getting kind of neutral. It's you know, it's like it could be, it could not be, but
you know, I'm with you, Brian. I'm with you on that. In that, it feels like it's been almost like a mind-to-mind connection. You guys have definitely had a connection, but I didn't see it initially going romantic. And as Brian asks you questions and has you get a little bit more specific, I see it being sort of like a potential down the road, just like Brian. It's sort of like very, very iffy. And it seems like what Spirit's trying to offer is that with more clarity on both of your parts, the relationship will reveal sort of what it will become. You do have a connection there, but it's almost like timing's off. You know, you're in a relationship when you met him, and he may be in a relationship soon when you're ready. It's real iffy is what I'm getting. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't see it developing into a romantic relationship at this point.
Yeah. You think it will down the road?
Well, that depends on whether the two of you want it. I mean, at this point, it doesn't appear that will be, because there's not enough definition to the relationship as it is, on either his part or your part.
Okay. Is he in a relationship with someone else?
And is
there
really,
sorry, Brian. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Brian, did you have something to say about that?
In a relationship?
Is he in another relationship?
Spirit's not offering. Sorry.
I'm not hearing anything. I didn't know whether she was on mute or what.
Oh, yeah, no, she was asking if he was in another relationship, the gentleman with the name D. What I'm seeing from Spirit is that that's sort of, it's almost like it's cloaked, too. I don't know if he's in a relationship now, but it seems like he may be when you get clear about what you want. Just it feels like the timing's off between you two, more so than him being preoccupied with someone else. Does that make sense, Anne?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Listen, we thank you so much for calling in. I've got to say goodbye to Brian here, and we've got to let him off the line. So we're going to go ahead and end the call with you. We thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Well, Angela and Georgia, I enjoyed being with you, and I hope that we were able to help a few people. And
we were.
I look forward to maybe doing this again in the future.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Agreed, Brian. Thank you so much. Everybody, find
Thanks,
Brian at yourpastlives.net. Brian, good luck to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
George, are you there?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I feel badly. I put him on the spot, and he had a client coming. So it was so generous of him to spend a little bit of extra time with us. I know we had planned to have him on. Yeah, for about 45 minutes, and we ended up having him on for about an hour. It was so generous of him to come on, and fascinating to hear about his work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's so much really good work being done out there.
There is. Well, it looks like we've got another caller here in queue. Are you up for a call? I know you've been hanging back. And hold on just a moment. Let's see who we've got. We've got 208. Are you, you're on the line. 208, you're on the line. Area code 208, are you there?
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, no, I see the number on, but they may have stepped away themselves and put things on mute. Yeah, Brian's work is fascinating. And it was really, it was nice to hear him talk about it. Talk a bit about it. Experience.
Yeah.
You. It sounds like you were saying earlier that you felt some really immediate lifting and immediate results from working with him.
Yeah, and also long term, like my physical health has improved, and you know, and continues to improve. So I had seen him at the time. I had sort of digestive issues, and so it was a surprise. I didn't think that I, you know, would have had any need for a negative entity clearing. And even if it is this, you know, this incredible, because he does have a very specific perspective, and sometimes, you know, because there's such a world of, you know, sort of possessive spirits, and there's a lot of it that's very, you know, Hollywood has taken it to town. But if you don't look at it that way and you look at it in the way that he was explaining it, then it becomes just a very simple procedure, you know, and suddenly you're feeling better. So that's what I experienced, and that's why I really like his work.
Nice. Thank you so much for sharing too your personal experience. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to bring 208 on again. Bear with me. Area code 208. You're on the line. 208, are you there?
I was just listening in tonight, you guys.
Oh, were you? You don't have a question. Would you have a question for Georgia and I that you'd like to ask?
Sure. Golly. I don't know. I seem to be asking about what's coming up maybe geographically, in terms of where I might possibly be relocating.
Do you mind if we ask your first name, please?
Anne?
Hi, Anne.
Well,
we're tuning in. Bear with us. I get a sense that you're really ready to relocate somewhere geographically. It's almost like you've got, they show me you with your wings up and you're ready to go. You're just trying to figure out which place is calling you most. Georgia, I don't know what you're getting. I get sort of like, all over the country, I get possibility of like the West Coast. I'm seeing, though, more like Northeast potentially.
That's interesting you mentioned the West Coast, because I was attracted to the Southwest immediately. Who's giggling? Someone's giggling.
I think it's Anne.
And does that resonate with you? Oh, did we lose Anne? We've lost someone.
She's still on the line, but she may be on hold or muted, or she may be muted, excuse me. But, yeah, she's still – I show her as on the line.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Did I mute myself?
Oh, yeah, you're back. Were you giggling when Georgia mentioned the Southwest?
I'm trying to use a headset, and it's not working with the phone.
Oh.
Okay, so I saw the Southwest, and it feels like there are some people there or a group of people with whom you resonate and that you join the community, or that once you get there, you find the community.
You know, what I got for Southwest was I got very specifically the USC Bruins.
The what? The USC?
USC Bruins, like for the, I think it's, is it USC or UCLA? I forget. It's one of the two schools in LA. It's either UCLA or USC. And their mascot is the Bruins. And that's what came through for me initially. And George is talking Southwest.
Oh, wow.
Right. and I wonder, so you'll meet people, and I wonder if there's a relationship that's either, you know, either taking you there or that you find it. How does that feel? Yeah, I'm serious. I'm getting a lot on the relationship. Angela, how are you tuning into that? Because I'm getting that you certainly either meet somebody or that there's someone with whom you're in a relationship that is somehow related to this area.
Oh, wow. It was funny because that's what I was struggling to ask, was whether I should ask about relationship or about geographic relocation.
Spirit's fascinating that way. A lot of times they'll just bring what you need to hear. So I get almost like a, I don't know if it's Navy or Marines, but almost like a water armed forces feel to this relationship.
Yeah, I get that too. I see a uniform.
Yeah, and I'm getting like paddling as a team, you know, paddling across water.
Like a Marine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very comic relationship.
Wow. Any idea how soon?
Tuning in. I feel like it's along the lines of what Georgia said earlier, and that it's after you relocate. It feels like you move first, and then this comes very quickly, like as soon as you get there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm getting like January of next year.
Well, actually, we're contemplating. I've got stuff to do, like in Colorado and Wyoming. And, you know, kind of like that. And it's, I don't know, I never really thought about California. That's really way out there.
So Colorado. So, I mean, is it possible that you'll just be moving through Colorado? Because I get that Colorado does feel good now that we're talking about it.
It does. I keep getting the ocean, though, the Pacific. I get really strong
too
on the Pacific Ocean. I don't really see you in the middle of the country. It's either Southern California or, like, New England on the Atlantic, but more so on the Pacific is where I get you.
Wow. Okay.
You're going to have to keep us posted.
Yeah, you're traveling. Yeah, definitely keep us posted.
I wasn't planning on traveling that far. I'm kind of like landlocked in the middle of the country, and I've never really been. Well, I guess I have been to both coasts, but yeah, I never thought about actually living by the ocean. That's really interesting. Oh my goodness. Is there any possibility that that's where the relationship might be, and that he might be persuaded to move inland?
Oh, goodness. Well, I get the sense that, you know, it may be that the ocean is so prominent because that's where he's stationed now, and you end up meeting him, and he moves based on assignment. You know what I mean? And so it might just be that that's where he is now, and if you were to go there, you have an opportunity to meet him, and that, you know, he'll come in the future. And, yeah, it's a possibility. It just depends on sort of what the nature of his work is, it looks like.
Yeah, and it is possible that you might move you might do some traveling together or move together. I mean, I don't know if you end up moving, you know, like in together, but I see there's movement with you together. So that could be, you know, you end up traveling together.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I do see that. And, Colorado does feel good, so there might be the connection between the two.
Yay!
That kind of feels right. Because I have some relatives. I ended up with property in like the states that I mentioned there, and we've got to go back and kind of look and see what damage needs to be. We actually own stuff now at the moment. in those places. So it's like, yeah.
You're going to do it. Everybody's going to come together, you know, pretty well. It's going to be a collaborative effort. I don't think you need to worry about, you know, that.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's coming through nice and strong. It's just going to, you're just going to whip through that.
Right.
Everybody wants the same outcome.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, and when stuff comes up, you can just remind everybody that, you know, everybody has the same goal, so you don't have to get stuck in any mess, you know?
Where are you living now, Anne?
Out in, like, southern Idaho.
Gotcha. Good enough. Well, listen, we thank you for posing a question to us while you were just listening, minding your own business, and we pulled John and made you answer, ask your question.
Thank you.
Sure, take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks,
Bye.
Bye.
Nice. It's been a wild ride, Georgia. Why don't you tell
them
how they can get a hold of you, how they can find you.
Sure. I'm on www.transformyourselfandyou.com, and my email is georgia@transformyourselfandyou.com, and my number is 646-281-7003. And I also have a Facebook page with the same name, Transform Yourself and You. So, yeah, visit me there, like my page, and keep up to date with everything that I'm doing.
Excellent, excellent. I think I will, and I think our listeners will. Good. Well, you can find me, Angela Bixby, at energyintuit@gmail.com or www.energyintuit.com. My phone number is 302-345-0575. I also have a Facebook page, both personal and business. Find me on either one. And I have Twitter and LinkedIn, so I can be found there too. And again, we are part of Psychics Gone Wild. This is fun, fabulous Friday night. We had Brian Poizak on the line with us for a while, yourpastlives.net. And Psychics Gone Wild has a great group of very diverse psychics. We all have interesting different niches, some similarities, some differences. And you can find us at psychicsgonewild.com. Check it out. See who you might want to work with. There's contact information for all of our marvelous psychics there. Georgia, do you have anything else to share with our listeners tonight? We're getting ready to come to a close.
I've had a really great night, and there was a lot. It's interesting when, you know, we're all, you know, I mean, I think if you're a psychic intuitive, and, you know, a lot of our listeners more than likely are, that the healing energy comes through at the same time. And I think, you know, I'm so grateful that we were able to help, you know, our one caller was particularly upset, and that was, you know, something like a wish that I have, that, you know, the work that we do is healing at the same time. That's, you know, for me, there's just no better reward. You know, just that we're in service. We're in service, and it just feels like that's what the work that we do, and it's good to be reminded of that.
Yeah, so well said. I agree. It was fantastic to spontaneously be able to do that. I'm sorry for Wendy's pain, and I look forward to hearing from her so that I might be able to help her a little bit further. But it's one of the beautiful things about the work that we do is that we do sometimes get to incorporate that healing into a reading and what we do. So I agree with you. Very grateful. Very grateful to Spirit for what we do. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, great. We will go ahead and say goodnight and thank you to all of our callers and listeners. You've been listening to Psychics Gone Wild. Yeah, with Georgia Marantos and Angela Bixby. And we look forward to hearing you next Friday night, 9 p.m. to 10:30 Eastern Time. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
And good night.